Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Nun Hei, Zevachim 55a, pagination is 109. We'll start on the first of the wide lines, Masnisin, the first Mishnah on this page. Hatoda ve'el nazir, the carbon toda, as well as the ayil, the ram of the nazir, kodshim kalim, these are a lighter level of kodshim, shechitasim b'chol makam v'azara, they can be shecht anywhere in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, not just in the north. V'damantan shtei matane shein arba, the blood is applied in a process that we've encountered already, two throws, which become four because the two throws are done on the corners. V'ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir, and the karban parts that are meant to be eaten can be eaten anywhere in the city, not just in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chol Adam, to any person, it's not limited to Zichrei Kuhuna, the males of the Kohanim, like an Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. It can be done by anyone. B'chol Maichol, as any food, however they prepare it. L'yom V'layla Ad Chatzos, for the remainder of the day that it was brought, until Chatzos that night. Hamura mehem kayotze bohem, the part that's given to the Kohanim, like a teruma, is going to have similar laws, except that who's going to be eating it is going to be different. Elasha hamuram ne'achol lakohanim linsheyem v'levneyem ula'avdeyem, it can be eaten by a Kohen, by his wife, children, and slaves. In terms of wife, it's important just to do the thought process. A woman who's a Yisrael, she was born to a non-Kohen family, she marries the Kohen. As long as she's married to the Kohen, she's going to be able to eat teruma and these kodshim, hamura mehem, that are given from the karban to the Kohen. So the woman, she's Mrs. Kohen, she's allowed to eat it. If she becomes divorced, or if he were to die, if she's going to return to her Yisrael status, she will not be able to eat teruma. Likewise, the daughter of a Kohen is going to be in the category of Livneyem, his children, as long as she's still in the family. She's going to get married to a non-Kohen, so that at that point she would not be able to eat from the Truma or these Kodshim portions. Now, we take a quick glance at the next Mishnah. Shlamim Kodshim Kalim, it's about 12 lines further on the page. Shlamim are also Kodshim Kalim, Shechitasim B'chol Makom Bo'azora, they can be shecht anywhere in the Azara, once again. V'damantan shtei matane shein arba, two that becomes four regarding the blood. V'ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam b'chol maichol, and they can be eaten throughout the city by anyone, however they prepare it. L'shnei yamim v'laylo echod, for 2 days and one night. So that means the day it's shecht, the night in between in its entirety, and then the following day is still permitted to be eating from this meat. The Toda, which we mentioned in the first Mishnah today, and the Shlamim, which we're discussing now, are both in similar categories. The Toda is really like a form of Shlamim. The Toda was brought on special sorts of salvation, very case-specific. The Pasuk that's quoted is, V'chol ha'chayim yoducha sela. The statement that's quoted, Chayim stands for Chavush, a person who was incarcerated and now is free. The Yud is Yesurim, if he was sick. Yud, a second time, is Yam, that he goes over an ocean. And Mem is Midbar, he goes through a desert. Different situations where the person was in a dangerous, abnormal situation and was saved from it. So he brings a karban toda. The shlamim is really the overall category, just less case specific. When a person wants to give a devotional thanks to Hashem, so the shlamim is his means of expressing his thanks. Why is it that the todah is much less time? A full day, that last day, which is in its entirety, is omitted by the todah and is allowed by the shlamim. So the Mefarshim explained the todah has less time to eat it, so that the owner will be encouraged to invite more guests and therefore publicize the salvation that occurred to him and the compelling nature of his bringing this karban as an act of thanksgiving. Now, the main feature of these two Mishnayos is number one, that it's going to be allowed to be eaten for more time in the case of the shlamim. And in both cases, which is what I was focusing on, that you're allowed to eat it throughout Yerushalayim and not just in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chatas, for example, was eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shlamim and Todah can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. The Rambam in Maaseh Karbanos Yud Hei writes that this distinction is something that we pay attention to in the words that describe where something is allowed to be eaten. The Rambam writes, Lo nema bohen b'makom kadosh shehu ho'azara. By these karbanos, it doesn't say that it has to be eaten b'makom kadosh in a holy place. That would mean the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Ela tahar. It just has to be eaten in a tahar, in a pure place. Not holy, but pure. Shu kol machane Yisrael. That would mean anywhere in the camp of Israel in the time of the desert with the Mishkan. Shekinegdo, and what corresponds to that in our times, Lidoros for generations, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim had the status of Tahar, being pure. So Kadosh would refer to the Beis HaMikdash, and Tahar would refer to Yerushalayim, and therefore these karbanos are allowed to be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.